initially, I just want to go through a few quick news items and then open it up to talk a bit more about our London meeting plans. So speeding right along, I assume most of you saw the Java 6 survey results so far. I went ahead and looked yesterday and logged them on the tracker there. But it, so far, it looks like nobody would have problems. I did notice a submission yesterday, interestingly, that someone, it looks like their IP address is in Spain, said, this won't work with my application server, but they didn't leave their email, and they also said that the app server they use is the bundled Tomcat. So, you know, that's kind of unfortunate because we can't really get any additional info on that. But everybody else who submitted said it was no problem. And so far, everybody who has submitted has also said either they're using the bundled Tomcat or an external Tomcat. So I'm planning on closing the surveying later on Thursday, and then on Friday, hopefully we'll have all the results we need to make a rational decision on this. But so far it's looking pretty good for Java 6. So that's good. Also, we don't have an official announcement of this yet, but I thought I'd mention that Steve has agreed to be the release manager for 3.4. So,
yay.
Great news. Hopefully it's this easy to get release managers in the future. So far it seemed extremely easy, but and for 3.4, obviously, we haven't really talked about dates at all. Or much on scope. I mean, we've said a couple things about what we want in 3.4, but those are more organization cleanup type things than real features. So hopefully in the London meeting, we'll be able to talk about which of those things that come up in the London discussion would be appropriately scoped for 3.4 too. Also, the repackaging on org.fcrepo can start anytime. I submitted a tracker item just reflecting basically what we talked about last week on that. So as far as I'm concerned, this is fair game for any committer to bite off on and create a branch and start working on it. And then I created a couple other tracker items just about other naming consistency issues just before the call, actually. There were things we talked about last week.
It seems like it might be a good plan for just whoever does pick up the renaming to just put a note out on the developer list, letting everyone know that that's happening. So maybe we can keep from doing any other major work as far as something that would make it difficult to merge in.
Yeah.
Just sort of as an FYI, not to necessarily keep that from happening completely, but just so we know when it starts and stops.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm going to add that as a comment to the tracker, just so whoever takes it on obviously sees it. So ideally, that's something that can happen in a fairly short period of time. But right now, we know. I mean, the only person we talked about who might have issues was Eddie, but we haven't heard from him in a bit. So I assume he's working on other concerns right now. So I think we're at a pretty quiet point. So it seems pretty safe to start this. Any other news items before we kick into the London discussion?
I don't know if this is really a news item, but I did find an issue with 3.3, and I made a Jira entry like 15 minutes ago or so that It might necessitate a 331 or something.
Okay.
But
let's see. Well, let's figure that out. Okay, journaling RMI transport writer does not send close events. Is that it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so this is FC repo 623. Yeah. Pasting it to the IRC here. Well, let's talk about that real quick, since you think there might be a chance it necessitates a bug fix release.
Basically, the consequence is that RMI journaling does not work. Because what happens is that it sends a close command down the pipe, which is supposed to cause any listeners to close the current journal file and start a new one. And that's not happening. And so basically what happens is that, you know, whenever a journal needs to roll over, either because it reached a size limit or a age limit, each listener will fail because, you know, it refuses to open up a new file and start writing to it without having received word to close the old one. There's no code changes. So it's something to do with, I think, stack supplementation libraries or something. Something may have changed in the Maven repackaging. Who knows? But I was able to make a workaround, and I attached a little patch to it. The workaround's pretty easy, but depending upon how majorly we weight that functionality, it's broken in the current 3.3 release.
Yeah. Well, so the impact is anybody who's dependent on journaling to use Fedora really isn't going to be able to use 3.3 unless they apply this patch.
I think it affects only the RMI transport at this point. So you can still journal to a local file system or, you know, that's about it. But if you set up an RMI transport where you're, you know, exporting journals to n number of listening machines, that's not going to work. I know the NSDL does that. That's actually where I discovered that bug. You know, they had issues with the 3.3. And I know there was some traffic earlier on the list of somebody, I don't exactly remember what his name is, was setting up the RMI stuff with a previous version of Fedora. So, well, yeah, I think I know of at least two people who are using it.
Okay. So we know of people who depend on it. I hate to say it, but if it seems kind of like it would be nice to have a bug fix release with this in it. What I'm wondering is, I guess there's three different approaches here. I mean, we could one, point people to this patch and say, look, you know, make an announcement and say, here's an issue that's come up, and make sure it's put in the right place in the documentation where people can just apply the patch to 3.3. And that will be a subset of all our users, but we know people do depend on that functionality. Another approach is to, go ahead and start with a bug fix release right away with this. But what I'm wondering is, it doesn't seem critical enough. You know, it's not a security issue. It affects a subset of users. It doesn't destroy any data. It doesn't seem critical enough for us to really knee jerk on. So it seems like the kind of thing where we might put it in a bit of a holding pattern. In other words, document it for now. Make sure people have visibility to the patch through the documentation, and see if anything else comes up that we want to group together with a 3.3.1. Because this is, I think, the first one that's really come up that feels like it belongs in a bug fix release.
Yeah, I mean, I would I would probably recommend just creating a maintenance branch, you know, anyway, because of this, and putting it in, and, you know, maybe we'll have to use it for other things, maybe not.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think we might as well do that and just anticipate that we'll have a 331 and so it would be applied to both both trunk and that maintenance branch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, I don't know if that necessarily implies that we must have a 331 branch, but, you know, I mean, a 331 release, but, you know, it's at least, you know, in a maintenance branch in Subversion, so that, you know, if one wanted to check out anything with the, like, suppose we discover something else that also falls into the same pattern of it's not a critical security or data issue, but, you know, it's something that, you know, is along the same vein, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about if we started to spin off a 331 release, I mean, obviously our test cycle would be shortened quite a bit, just to include this and, you know, obviously some regression tests, but it wouldn't be nearly as involved as the 3.3 release.
Right.
So we could pull it off, you know, if needed in a fairly short period of time. But yeah, I kind of like that idea too, of just going ahead with a, I guess it would be what, maintenance 3.3 branch, and then just putting this and in it and having that as just a space for adding other things. And we can decide at a later point whether we want to do sort of a go ahead and do a maintenance release or a bug, small bug fix release later on. Anybody else have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think so too, that we should probably wait a couple of weeks before we do another release, because the majority of people will only now begin to shift to Fedora 3.3, and maybe there'll come some things that could be included in the new release.
But telling the person that this will be coming immediately would be a good idea.
Well,
you mean getting a notice out on the mailing list?
Getting the notice on the mailing list that will collect up this bug. I'm sure they'll get informed via Jira too that it was accepted, but it might be nice to be a little more communicative.
Well, this is this one Aaron actually submitted, right? So we have, but you know, Aaron, of somebody who has done or is using the RMI journaling functionality, right? Oh, did Aaron drop off?
There was a beep.
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah. I know Aaron knows about it. It might be a good idea to put something out on the user list that we know about this one.
Well, there definitely was an email that Aaron was responding to. I believe I saw on the list that somebody was asking about this. So I think that's what keyed him into it, because I saw him respond on one of the lists.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, just pointing people to the patch in the meantime while the release isn't out seems like a good idea. But I do agree with Kai. Seems like this isn't so important that we have to push it out right now. And there's likely to be another small item or two that would be nice to include in a 3.3.1.
And we go ahead and create a 3.3 maintenance branch.
Yeah.
Right. Applying the patch to it and trunk.
Right. And that will facilitate anybody who wants, once it's fixed, And while we're waiting for additional things to put in the release, if they want it, they can go ahead and get the code.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is there. I just dropped out. I'm calling on the cell phone now.
Oh, okay. Aaron, we just basically reiterated what we said. I posted it to the IRC, but basically, I guess the addition there was we want to make sure we have a post to the mailing list linking to the patch for now. And then we want to add a link also to the journaling docs so people starting to use 3.3 can discover that fix. And then do the 3.3 maintenance branch applying the patch to it and trunk. And since it's not a critical issue but represents breakage, we'll wait on the decision to do a 3.3.1 release. Okay.
Sounds good.
So I assume, Chris, that maybe you would be the release manager for 3.3.1?
Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. We don't need to secure a release formal release manager for that, really.
Right.
But, yeah, I think just waiting a little bit on that and seeing if a couple other things roll in makes sense. Any other items? Okay. So on to the London discussion. So we have a couple pretty pretty good looking dates right now, and I know we don't have, I don't think we really even have a majority of the committers on today, but maybe it makes sense to for Thorny and I to send an email out to the others pinging them. But we wanted to get first a feel for how many people, how many of the existing committers can make those dates. So that's the, it's the 23rd and 24th, right?
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday of the week. I'm still working on a meeting place, but it'll be somewhere in central London.
Okay. So it's really, I mean, we'd like to just call these dates final as soon as possible so people can start putting together their travel plans. So, and part of this for some people is going to depend on whether they can obtain funding, and I think Sorna, you've got some ideas on how we can get funding.
Yeah. There's let me address that real quickly. There is no DuraSpace doesn't have any funding to do this. I mean, obviously my budget will get. I'm already going to be there for another reason, and I can stay longer using my budget, and Chris will be covered for another meeting. But we'll have to. I'm looking at ways possibly of getting some money to help other people come over, like from the U.S., since it's going to be in Europe. But I don't know for sure if I'm going to be able to. So I'm hoping that some of you can get funded from your institutions, but be nice to let me know. If anybody has any ideas of who might help with this funding, do let me know that too. But I've got, I'll be looking into some possibilities. But don't hold your breath, I'm afraid. It's pretty quick time turnaround. So,
yeah, I also pinged Steve shortly before the meeting, and he indicated that you know, that's a short trip for him, so he won't need anything. He also said that's absolutely no problem, those dates for him. So sure. I think maybe what we should do, at least for the people on the call today, for now, is just go through the list and and see which committers might be able to make it, and whether that's contingent on being able to find funding, or if that's still a question.
Yeah.
How about Ben? Do you have any?
Because my partner is at a conference in Calgary that week, it's going to be dependent both on whether I can, well, on how cheap I can make the travel and whether I can find some place to board our pet.
yeah, I know that one.
Do you need a boarding pass?
I'm going to try to. I can't make a promise about the about the meeting.
Okay. How about Aaron?
So basically, those dates are free for me. I'm basically just securing funding stuff. It looks likely, but not 100% yet. If I could walk, I would.
We'll walk if needed. Okay.
Part of the idea here, too, is we want to have this meeting now so that when we have OR10, we'll have a chance for another one. So that's, I don't know if that makes any difference to anybody. I mean, if we can't get everybody at this meeting, it's not absolutely, I mean, we'd love to have everybody at the meeting. It would be great. But if we can't, there'll be a second possibility to, you know, for a face-to-face experience. But anyway, keep going.
And, I mean, another thought I had along those lines was for people who aren't going to be able to make it, we certainly want to make sure this, as much as we can, makes the results of this discussion well documented and let people sort of attend vicariously, if at all possible.
Yeah, and we'll do our best to make sure there are virtual ways to participate where we can.
Yeah. Dan?
Right. So I'd say it's about 90% chance right now, but...
Great.
Okay.
Official.
Yeah, right now the dates aren't booked. The entire issue is getting permission from somebody to spend the money.
Yeah.
So everybody knows I'm now being... within the next few weeks we'll be funded... entirely outside of the DuraSpace organization, so I have other masters.
Okay. And how about Bill?
Yeah, the dates should be free, or the dates are free for me. I'm not sure what the funding situation looks like. It may be either Andrew or I, depending on what the situation is with DuraCloud at that moment. So it's still in question a little bit. I think at least one of us ought to be able to make it.
Yeah, I think so too, because there'll be, I mean, for Brad's meeting, I assume either one of you are going to be attending, so
right.
I think the day before.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a persuade somebody, because so much of what I'm going to be doing is connected with content models.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
That's a sound good.
Let's see. Do we have? Yeah, I don't. Oh, Kai.
Yeah, I'm not yet sure. I have to check back with Matthias, but I'll be able to tell very, very soon.
Okay.
And if I can help twist his arm, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. And then I think we'll just go ahead and send a query out to the remainder of the committers who weren't here today and try to get an answer fairly soon.
Yeah.
But it looks like these dates are the best possible dates for us. So yeah. I think at this point we should probably assume that's when it's going to happen. So those of us who can start to book travel can start to prepare for it.
And I got the impression, Chris, from the last week's phone call, we mentioned these dates generally, and Asger was pretty enthusiastic. So I got the impression that we could probably count on him too, but I don't know that for sure, but we find that out.
Yeah, I asked him in response to his thing about not being able to attend today. So I think we'll get an answer from him, definite answer pretty quickly.
Good. But this is sounding good. We're going to go ahead and say these are the dates, and we're going to do everything we can to help get people there. So let's just assume that these are our dates. I think we have to at this point. It's getting pretty close.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start right after this afternoon looking for a place to meet. So I'll let you guys know what's going on and if I need any help with that.
Okay. Did anybody else have any sort of brainstormy ideas on how we can obtain funding on this? I know Thorny had some, but just wanted to... Thorny, you mentioned also Asger might have mentioned something about that too, right?
When we were in Oxford, at the end of the meeting that day in Oxford, we were standing around talking, and someone, one of the Danes who was standing there, and I think it was Asger, said that they have money, and I think it relates directly to the content model work. They have money to move that forward, and they thought they could help with the expenses to get people to a meeting. But I couldn't, after that meeting, I couldn't remember who had said it. So I was going to ask Asger if that was the case. That was one of the possibilities. And funding agencies, I don't know if we're going to, the turnaround time might be too quick. I don't know if David Flanders can help us with this at all, but since it's, I think he can only pay for UK people. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I know during that time, we've also got Dev8D going on. I know he's at least mentioned for attendees of Dev8D that he's been able to get a cheap hostel for a few people to shack up at least, but I don't know if that would apply to this or not. So it's a possibility. Okay, and then part of the purpose of this meeting is to get people to hopefully start, thinking about bringing other committers or contributors into the fold. And we were throwing around some ideas about who else we could invite. So this isn't, restricted to committers, but is more, I think, Thorny, you were saying, let's think of it as being hosted by the committers and let's see who we can bring in. So Thorny had mentioned someone from Sun, someone from Atos, and then someone from Australia. And I guess Australia is pretty wide net.
Well, I also at that meeting at Oxford, Andrew Treloar from Australia, who's now moved into a job where he actually has money to give away, he said he wanted to do what he could to help out move things forward with open source software, Fedora in particular, and that Australia hadn't been giving back and he wanted to use his money. He can only pay for Australians, though. And I wrote to him to see if, mentioning that we were planning this meeting and that we were looking to expand the participation in the core software development, and I basically asked him directly if that would fall into what he was thinking of. Unfortunately, I got a message back that he's on vacation till the end of the month. So I don't think he's going to be able to get someone to the meeting, but I'm hoping that we'll be able to get some participation at least after the fact. So anyway, he knows about it, but there's nobody else I can really hit on while he's on vacation, so I don't think we can count on it. But what I was hoping is he could use his money to say, I've got somebody and I'm going to pay for their time to work on something and I'm going to pay for them to come to the meeting. That's what I was asking him to do. Because he offered.
Yeah. See, what you do is to have DuraSpace charge a fee and then siphon the money back to the people who need it.
Yeah. Really? Well, I mean, it seems like we've got pretty good chance for a really good participation here already. I really would like to get somebody from Sun involved. We've got somebody from Atos that's already, we've already been talking to about getting involved and doing something specific, so I want to make sure he can come to this meeting. Anybody else who's, like, in the discussion about the content modeling, there were other people who were not committers in that group who were talking about tools they were developing or wanted to develop or even had already started developing. So I think there's we need each, if each committer could think about who are logical people, you know, expanding the committers group itself is a good thing, and I know Chris wants to grow it, but just involving people as contributors to develop even a relatively small chunk of code is a worthwhile thing. So if we can use this meeting and then the one at OR10 to build that, build the interest in participating on that level, then from that group, we obviously can start to invite more committers. But I think getting a contributors group going actively, even if they're not committers, in conjunction with the committers group, with the committers obviously being the central hub of it, I think it's a good model, and we could go a long ways with it, I hope. So that's what I wanted to do with this meeting.
Well, Steve also mentioned Martin Dow as probably being able to attend.
Good.
So that would be good.
Yeah.
Since, I mean, the purpose of this right now is to try to help us get a feel for how many attendees we're going to have to think about space and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we need the individual stuff, but if anybody already has some thoughts on who you might invite, certainly voice them now or think about them to try to give us a good feel for how many people we're going to have.
Yeah. I've sort of been thinking in the back of my mind that we're talking about a meeting of about 20 people. So I'm I want to look for a room that can comfortably hold 20 people. I don't know if we want it to get much larger than that, or even that large, but I was going to look for a room that will hold 20.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, unless you tell me otherwise, but I'd like to...
Well, that seems like a pretty reasonable estimate at this point. I mean, if, you know, we've got about 11 committers, probably, you know, 8 or so, you know, if we're lucky, are going to be able to attend.
Yeah.
And then if each person has one or two, then, you know, I can imagine it's probably not going to get over 20 naturally.
Yeah, and I'm planning to attend. And I think Brad will attend the second day.
Okay.
So maybe I'll look for a room that can hold 25 just to make it more comfortable in case we have some add-ins. But, okay. But I can, that gives me a rough number I can start working with to try and find a room.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, we're going to want to talk a bit more about the agenda and what people, you know, want to prepare for the meeting out there. I guess we can talk more about that next week. But should we be brainstorming now? I mean, Thorny, in your message, you mentioned, you know, content modeling was a big topic.
Well, I think that one, there's definitely activity going on already in Europe that we need to, it's a wave that we need, that has to be on the agenda. It's clear from that meeting we had at Oxford, there's a lot going on. So, and I think we all pretty much agree that we need something, we need some stuff going on in that anyway. So I think, yeah, that's an obvious one. But, and I threw out a couple of other ones. I tend to hear about these things, the caching within the code and the back end. Other kinds of back-end storage, other functionality on the back-end storage. I hear about those things when I'm traveling around all the time. That's why I threw them out. But I just, like I said, threw them out as a straw man.
Yeah, including that topic might help me be able to get funding. The IRODS folks want to coordinate more with Fedora to try to get their connector up to date and released on a regular basis as Fedora is updated. Hopefully in as an Akubra concrete implementation.
Yeah. Well, I think getting it's that kind of stuff that the whole multiplexing the back end and other things all come together under that topic.
Right. Hierarchical storage too.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I know Sun was interested in that, as was Atos Origin. So that's one reason I kind of thought getting those on the agenda would also help us get people from there interested. Dan,
yeah,
I was going to...
That might get Sun there, yeah.
I was going to talk to Keith Rejecki, because I know him, and tell him what we were doing and start to plant a seed if you thought that was a good idea.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely.
That's the best way for me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, that and Donna Harland would be the two places to start.
Okay. Well,
if you need any help, I'm very happy to.
Yeah, well, I'll copy you. I'll include you in whatever I do. Maybe I'll email both of them just to let them know what we're doing. But I really want to put out there, they're working a lot with Fedora. They've done a lot. But they really haven't participated in the coding of the core at all, and I'd like to think that we can get some help there. So that's what I'm gonna be doing the direct ask for that. So by using this meeting as a but it'd be nice to have some idea of major topics when I do that ask with them, both them and Atos Origin. So if we can maybe over the next week start the conversation in email, and at next week's meeting start to put together a draft agenda. I hope that's not rushing it too much. It would really be helpful, though.
There's I can offer two more kind of really broad umbrellas of topics, but when we were talking about different features down the stretch in 3.3, there was a lot of stuff that we discussed about relationships in the triple store, and I hesitate to rehash it all, but it at least seemed like things that Steve was pretty invested in at the time, and I suspect he might be interested in revisiting.
Sure, and that's something I'm also hearing a lot about in my travels that people are interested in too. So, makes sense.
And then I've poked around a little bit about what some of the limitations of the way that service deployments, the WSDL stuff gets parsed, and at some point I'd be interested in talking about how we could expand the way some of that stuff works.
Yeah, I think to some extent some of that's included under the content model discussion, but let's get it on there explicitly. CMA objects, all three kinds of objects were part of that discussion we were having at Oxford.
The IRODS folks are poking on that one too, wanting to start to get the other ways of calling things out the back end fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was there discussion in Oxford about the REST or interfacing in simpler ways with back end services too? Or?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
The afternoon of the session at Oxford was about the extended content model stuff mostly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, there were a handful of people there who were actively working with developing software around Asger's idea.
Cool.
So that was most of what the afternoon was about. I mean, it was focused on that. The agenda was focused on that. And then the conversation after was mostly about that. So I left that meeting thinking about putting this meeting together specifically about content models. But then it occurred to me it was an opportunity to expand it to the larger roadmap. So that sort of was the genesis of this idea. But we didn't really get into other functionality at that meeting. I sort of expanded it after the fact.
Yeah.
And well, go ahead, Dan.
One of the other ones was that I've been hearing from folks was interoperability, both to between repositories and also to other front end applications. And under that falls many subjects, including the content model, but content modeling, but also messaging, REST interfaces, tooling for the transformations, extraction. So Dean Kraft has really been pushing on this one.
So just in general integration?
It just, yeah.
Relates to pretty much everything. I mean...
It does, yeah.
Content modeling kind of has that same attribute, too, because it kind of touches everything. I mean, each of these things. I mean, we could even talk about storage pluggability in terms of content modeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the one concrete use case up front is... being able to grab stuff out of DSpace and put it into Fedora, and possibly the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that Richard Rogers has done some experimentation with, I know, via messaging.
Yeah.
He'll actually be out there, I wonder. Huh. Well, there'll be at least a chance for people to sort of informally... meet up and talk about all kinds of stuff too with, because there'll be several, I think they're actually looking at trying to get a similar DSpace meeting around the same time too, since several of those folks will be out there for Dev8D anyway.
So. Let me just ask a maybe more basic question, but yeah, I know you're saying the 23rd and the 24th. So, Are we talking about two days of all day meetings in the morning, so travel on the 22nd and 25th?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really hard for people within Europe, we might want to start at 10 o'clock in the morning to get going, but I think we need to assume two full days if we're going to do this.
Right.
But we can start around 10 so people more locally could have time to get there that day without having to go the day before. But for people coming from the U.S., certainly you'd have to get there the day before and leave the day after pretty much anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And if you're walking, it's probably going to plan a little more time. So.
Leave the week before.
But I think taking advantage of this opportunity to have two full days of discussion, that time certainly would not go to waste.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the evening, the pub time after, on the day, the evening between, so.
Yeah. Okay. The other question that popped up for me was there was at least a presentation, I believe, on the SQL extensibility that someone that Asger had talked with, I believe.
The guy Lodovic Bodegaards from Dantz had presented. He did do a little presentation of that in the afternoon.
Yeah. I wondered if there was further, like if that got people talking a little more or what the reaction there was. I mean, is that something where...
Yeah, it was interesting. Garrett... Pedersen was there, and his reaction was, why do you need this? And there was a good bit of discussion, but it went back and forth between why do you need to do this in SQL, why not do it with the XML, and there was some discussion, but there was no real I didn't gather that there was a strong upswelling of other interest in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I got a sense on that particular one that it could, like, if we brought it to like a, even a special topics meeting, regardless of whether it was live, could be a, quite a lively discussion, because I think it is a different architectural approach than we've taken in the past. But just curious, but
I visited with Lodewijks and those people after. I went over to their office after the meeting at Oxford, and we talked about it a bit more. And he really hadn't understood the whole committer process, the way we were moving, and he does now. And I encouraged him to write up what he had done and put it out on the Fedora Create site. And then if he wanted, he could put it in the Jira and he could bring it up with the committers. But I sort of gave him a couple of different channels to get that work out so other people could take advantage of it. So I thought he was going to do it, but person. Inviting somebody from Dance might be worthwhile because there's a lot of interest there, and they do have some technical resources. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see if Asker can connect us there too. I mean, I think he's talked with Lodewijk before.
Okay. How about somebody up from Rota, the Rota project?
Oh, that's an idea too.
It'd be interesting to bring them more into the flow. Though we haven't had much, I haven't heard much from them about working on the core. I mean, this isn't intended to be a meeting that's about the broader Fedora Create kind of functionality. But that doesn't mean it's not. I think it's a good idea. It's just I don't know.
We see if they've got an interest in things in the core. I mean, they've certainly worked with it.
Yeah. Certainly would like to know more from them and have more. I'm assuming we'll see them at OR10 because they're so close by.
Okay, well, I just put some of those things we talked about on the wiki there. Anything else on a London meeting? I've got to go in a couple minutes here, but
hey, Chris, would you send an email to Lee and Lee Namba at Atos, and I'll take care of the Sun connection.
Yeah,
and let Lee know this is happening, and invite him to come, because I think it'd be really good as continuity on our earlier conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you go ahead and do that one, I'll write to Keith and Donna about the Sun people.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it on his schedule. He's in Paris, so he's not too far away. He can take the train.
Yeah. Cool. And we should also follow up with the committers who couldn't be here today.
Definitely.
Get their stuff, but okay. Cool. Well, it sounds like it's really solidifying, and I think probably we'll start talking in more detail about the format of the meeting and particular kinds of whether we do part presentation and part less formal discussion or what. I think we can get into that next week.
Yeah, that'd be good. Would be good to get some rough idea of what the agenda is to help people sell it back at their, I mean, several people said it on this call. I'm assuming there'll be some of the others will also, the more it relates to what they're doing, the easier it is to sell your participation.
Yeah. Right? So clearly we've got content modeling, a big topic, storage pluggability and caching. Ben mentioned relationships and triple store issues, which there was a lot of interest in. So
yeah, definitely.
And then the in general integration stuff that Dan mentioned.
And we don't have to assume that we have to do all of that. We can get some key topics to get, it seems to me face-to-face is a good time to get people on the same page. You can't necessarily work through all the details, but it certainly also gives a real push to the online and email collaboration after the meeting. So I think we need to structure the agenda with the idea that it'll engender activity over the next few months. Right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, if there's anything else anybody wants to mention,
Yeah. Can we keep a thread in there about Fedora 4.0 and talk about Spring and OSGI and that, introducing those technologies?
Yeah. I'll add that to the list of scope items. OSGI, Spring, Fedora as war. Yeah, just added that. And hopefully I'll be able to connect up with Eddie and start talking again about OSGI stuff. We haven't talked about it since the 3.3 release went out, so. Yep. All right, anything else? All right. Well, thanks again, everybody.
Okay. Yep. Good talking to you all.
Talk to you all next week.
Bye bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
See you.
The moderator has disconnected.